You know, if you think you had a bad week, I got to think the product manager for Apple's Photos app had a bad week.
Well, and everyone at Flickr as well.
Yeah.
It's, I kind of got the feeling Google oversold the photo thing, but it's certainly really interesting what they're doing with it.
I don't know if they oversold it. Have you played with it?
I have played with it, and then I took it immediately off my phone once I read the terms and conditions.
Oh, so. Terms, schmerms. What do they say? They own all our pictures?
Yep.
Oh, who cares?
That's pretty standard, though.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I know it's ass covering, but at the same time, it's just like, right, I'm going to test this out in the office privately with a couple of photos I really couldn't give a monkey's about. So it's, but yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. It looks better than what Apple's got at the moment, certainly.
And it's ironic, it's the same name as what Apple
has. Well, there's only so many things you can call pictures of people, so, you know, I guess they're all going to use it.
Can't trademark Apple, the word.
Apple only has themselves to blame, let's face it. I mean, this is a company with $800 billion or something, and they haven't been able to figure out how to get a cloud service properly. Mm. Their photo thing has gone through multiple revisions, and it's like punching yourself in the face repeatedly every time you try to use it. It just makes me want to throw my computer out the window.
I, unlike you, Ian, uploaded every photo I've ever taken to this.
Me too.
I have well over 39,000 photos on here now, and the categorization alone makes that worthwhile. So it did.
Facial recognition is amazing.
It did this. Yeah. It did this all. Here's my son, Henry. I'll choose me instead. That's
good
probably
boy,
with your
way.
Kids.
Thank
did
you.
It track them from childhood to adulthood with any mistakes.
That's an interesting question because I notice Henry's here both as a child and as a 20-year-old. But Abby is not here both as a child and 20-year-old. And I have plenty of pictures of both.
Yeah.
So I and then it's places, mm-hmm. and then it's things, including cars, skylines, stadiums. Let's just see. Cats.
Hmm.
How many cat pictures? Lots of cat pictures.
You do like your cats, don't you?
Well, they're new, and of course, you know, the new thing gets all the pictures. Dogs, there were a few errors. It categorized some cats as dogs. It categorized some stone lions as dogs. But it's I didn't do anything. This mm-hmm. I uploaded
well, you
these
to have
pictures.
Got some lions stoned, but no.
There's a stone lion. It thinks is a cat,
oh,
a dog.
Stone. I think you said stone.
Not stone.
Lions.
Stone.
What have you been doing to these creatures?
But and there's three cat pictures that it thought were dogs. But you know, Flickr's doing this too, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, there was some massive breakthrough in artificial intelligence and image recognition in the last few years because it seems like everybody does this now. But it's still incredibly useful that is not a dog. That is a lion. Shaped cat, but still, it is kind of amazing that they could go through almost 40,000 pictures of mine mm-hmm. in less than a day, fully categorize them without any intervention on my part.
And they've actually been doing this for a while. I know Flickr just came out with it recently, but I've had 50,000, 60,000 photos at Google Plus Photos, which is basically the same thing. And once I turned on Google's personal search, I could go to a Google search box and type in my photos of Caitlin, our oldest daughter, and it would pull up every photo I've ever taken. It's really amazing.
I just typed in a search for Paris in the snow, and let's see if it finds anything. I know I have pictures of Paris, and yes, it's snowy. You don't find that mind-boggling?
No, I do. I think it's great. I just don't have that many photos that I want to put in the cloud. Call me Mr. Paranoid.
I have them all there.
Yeah, I do. To me, what is Google going to do? Sell my pictures? I mean, what do you think they're going
to
do? Sell
no,
my
I
pictures?
No, I don't see any particular point to it. I back all my photos up onto a hard drive once a month. I put them onto another hard drive and take that into work. So I've got dual backups in two locations, and I leave it at that. I don't really access that many photos unless I know I'm going to need something specific. So as long as I've got copies at home and work, then I'm not really sold on sticking on the cloud.
I'm really glad that I had a Google Plus auto photo backup turned on. So every photo I take on my phone automatically gets uploaded because my backpack got stolen when we were in Italy.
Uh-huh.
So my laptop, iPad, and an external hard drive with every photo I've ever taken. So someone in Italy has all my photos. I'd much rather Google had them. But so now I didn't have to worry about not having a laptop because all the photos that I own exists, on Google servers. I can reach them wherever as long as I have an internet connection.
Yeah, I think theft is where I'm going to come a cropper with my approach, because it's all well and good, but if somebody does half-inch your backpack and runs off with it, you are a little bit stuffed. That's a good example of how it works well. But in Italy as well, it happens an awful lot. We just came back from there last summer, and an awful lot of people lost their bags.
We were talking to Trey Ratcliffe yesterday. He had exactly the same thing happen.
But
as
he had
you,
a ton
Matthew.
Of hardware.
He had Leica lenses, yeah. Sony cameras.
Oh,
he lost. Terrible. Well, you know, Trey is like a Buddhist or something, because he just said, "Well, it just happens, and that's life. It's the photo tax. I just bought new gear," and I would have been.
I was going to say, I want that head on a spike outside the house now.
Yes. Well, you know, the cloud certainly made a big difference for us, because like 5-6 years ago, everything I owned would have been on that computer,
right.
Including all my photos.
That's right.
And I would have been heartbroken, you know, all these pictures of my kids and stuff. But as it was, now I just get to upgrade my laptop. I couldn't care less.
Is there a what is going on with cloud storage prices? For Google to offer this base, I mean, okay, it's probably less than a terabyte. Unlimited is probably less than a terabyte in 99% of the cases. But still, offering millions of people a terabyte of storage for free is not insignificant. How can they do this?
But I think they must know that most people aren't going to use that much, right?
Right.
Most people are going to put up a bunch of recent photos, maybe some old, you know, keepsakes, but they're not going to be like us. They're not going to upload 75 gigabytes of photos, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, there are limits as well, in that you know, it's maximum 16 megapixel for images,
right.
Maximum
right.
1080p for video, and then when they put them on there, they compress them down and muck about with them.
Yeah.
So you can't stick raw files up on there. You can't stick.
You can, but you'll pay for it. It's
well,
not
if you pay,
yeah. 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 I mean, once your Google Drive allowance has gone up, then yeah, it's $10 a month.
I have a terabyte on Google Drive, so because
I do too.
Yeah, because of the Pixel.
Yeah.
So I get like 1.3.
I'm kind of a cloud backup. I'm sort of platform agnostic.
Okay, go ahead. You use the word slut. You know you want to.
Yeah. Or I'm obsessed with redundancy, so I actually pay Amazon and Dropbox and Google.
Me
and
too.
I have a terabyte.
Yeah. Microsoft offers unlimited storage if you're an Office 365 subscriber, so I have that. Facebook will take every picture. Mm-hmm. Admittedly crushed into nothingness, but they'll do it. There's no use. There's no reason to lose a picture ever again. Let's put it.
No.
Let's say that.
No. The thing that's great about Google Photos is, so I've got, like you, I've got, you know, 50,000, 60,000 photos, but I don't have time to tag all those photos.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't find the one you want, or you remember, oh yeah, it was a photo of so-and-so, or maybe it was in Paris, or maybe, like, at least this gives you the ability to kind of go through them without taking hours to try and find a single photo or tag a photo.
I just typed Australia. Now, normally I would go into Lightroom, I would go through all the photos, I would tag them,
right.
Create a collection. I didn't have to do any of that. Here's all the photos I took in Australia, you know? By the way, what is that animal? What do you call that?
I think koala? That's a wombat?
Is it a wombat?
I think it's a wombat.
All right, here's a test. Wombat. We know there's a wombat picture in here somewhere.
Does it pass the wombat?
Oh my
God,
test?
They found it. It passed the wombat test.
It passed the wombat. Now, I did not expect that.
No way.
There's the name of the show right there.
Wombat test. Spot on.
That is pretty. Now, there's more than one wombat picture. It didn't get them all. So it's only a, you know, kind of a moderate wombat test. pass, you know, it's because there's another wombat, but that's a wombat from behind.
Yeah,
so you can't expect it to really
it didn't
know.
Pass that's the wombat's behind.
That could just be a ball of fur.